little Lena Henry on the side road, eh? She was a sweetheart, eh? She was always making baskets, eh? And of course, me, I was like I said, 16, 17, like really curious about, you know, what happened to our culture, you know? Like there was nothing here, right? There was no dancing, there was no drumming, there was no lodges, there was like, and I had spent the summer at Akwesasne, where there was a really vital longhouse community. I lived with an iron worker and his wife, and they spoke fluent Mohawk in the house. The little boys all spoke Mohawk, and I would be sitting there, and it was like being in a different country, eh? And then they would talk to me in English, like in a very strong Mohawk accent, though. And, you know, of course, you know, you get to know some of the young people. All the young people spoke their language. So when I came home, I was like really confused. I was like, what happened? You know, like, where did all this go? And I remember going to my, or to visit little Lena Henry, eh? And I asked her, I said, what happened? I said, why? I said, what was the difference between the people long ago and the people today? And she said, well, I'll tell you, she said, long ago, she said, if someone showed up at your door and they were hungry, you would say, okay, well, I have a loaf of bread, you can have half. And she said, nowadays, if someone showed up at your door and they said, I'm hungry, you'd say, all I have is a loaf of bread, and that's just enough for me and my family. She says, we don't share anymore. And that was the big difference that she saw in our people, eh? And I thought that was, like, as I got older, a very strong philosophical statement on her part about the culture, eh? How we had come from this really sharing culture where people really had to depend on each other into a time where, and probably like my own grandmother said, she saw it really change after welfare came into the community, whereas before people would get together and really work to help each other, like even like to do the threshing bees and the buzz bees, eh, where everybody would cut wood with each other and you know, harvest their crops together and go from house to house and help each other in times of need. She said, and then she said, when welfare came into the community, it's like people just expected to be paid for that. They didn't do that kind of communal stuff anymore, or it was less and less and less, eh, that she saw over the years. And that really saddened the older people, eh, mm-hmm. to see that element leave their community. And maybe you might see it return eventually, eh, but at that point in our history, it was going, eh?